Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress."
Well, in February this year, we launched our theme for the year, Edging Closer, Edging Deeper. And I know for many of us, February probably feels like such a long time ago. It probably feels like an eternity ago. So much has happened this year. We have seen and experienced so much already this year in 2020. And you may have forgotten about that theme, Edging Closer, Edging Deeper, and that's okay. But I have no doubt that God has been seeking to take us deeper this year as a church. And as we come to halfway through the year in the month of June, I want to encourage us to take a moment now to pause and to reflect, and hopefully that we have all been growing in our relationships with God. Have you and I been going deeper in our discipleship with Him and passing on that newfound knowledge and understanding of Him to others or to the next generation? But it's ultimately what this theme has been all about. It's about us going deeper in our own faith, but ensuring that we are seeking to pass our faith and our knowledge of God on to others. For that is our mandate, that is our calling. And this morning I want to suggest an area of our lives that I believe that God is calling us to go deeper in yet again. And that is in the art of being still. Still before our Lord and our King. I'm again here in the place, the location where I love to come and to be still before God, to soak up His presence and to hear from Him. And a key part of the psalm that was read out to us earlier by JL in verse 10 is a passage and a verse that's no doubt familiar with many of us here this morning. Once again, it says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted across the earth." This statement, this verse, was birthed out of a state of chaos, a place of chaos, and a situation that was seemingly out of control. For the context of this psalm is most likely located in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 to 30. And it's a moment in the nation of Israel's history where Yahweh, their God, again proves Himself faithful and powerful all at the same time. And it's very much a chaotic time in the nation of Israel's history. The nation is at this time split, or the kingdom is split into two separate entities, Judah in the south and Israel in the north. The king at the time is King Jehoshaphat, and King Jehoshaphat, he was an extremely godly man and king, so much so that God blessed his leadership and his kingship and eventually provided Israel and Judah with a sense of peace and prosperity during his reign. But at this time in 2 Chronicles 20, it wasn't the case. It was not a peaceful time. It was a time in history where you really had to watch your back as a nation. Nations across the world could have at any time been conquered by an opposing nation. Conquered, their land taken, their king dethroned. And we talk about that somewhat here today about China taking over the world, but this was a real threat, a very real and significant threat for all nations back in this time in history. And this threat was, and this was a threat that Jehoshaphat was facing at this time as king. The Moabites and the Ammonites, strong nations from the east, which is probably today in modern day Jordan, they had banded together to wage war on Judah. And we see this take place in verse 2 of Chronicles 2, verse 20, which says, "Some people came and told Jehoshaphat, 'A vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the Dead Sea. It's already in Hazon, Tamar.' And alarmed by this, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all of Judah." Now, this is a very full-on situation to be involved in, isn't it? Can you imagine being in Jehoshaphat's shoes? Can you imagine being the king of a nation, a leader, with this threat on your doorstep? Can you imagine being faced with a situation like this? I mean, it's highly unlikely that any of us will ever experience anything like this, but I'm sure that there's a situation in your life that you can reflect on and remember where you've been engulfed or overcome with this sense of being alarmed or this real sense of fear and anxiety that has gripped your life. No doubt at some stage of the last few months, in all that we have experienced this year, and my guess is that at some point, no doubt you've been overcome with fear, anxiety, concern, worry. It's been a chaotic time, to say the least, in history, in our world today, just as it would have felt for Jehoshaphat and the nation of Israel at this time in history, out of control. And that's very much when we fear or become the most fearful, don't we? When circumstances or life are seemingly out of our control, a sense of not being in control is generally when this sense of fear takes over our lives. 2 years ago, I was driving with a mate from Noosa to Brisbane. We were up there for a family holiday with both of our families, and we decided that we wanted to go to the State of Origin down in Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane. And so we left it to the last minute to hire a car, and the only car we had left was a diesel-powered ute. And for me, I've never really driven a ute in my life, let alone a diesel-powered or diesel-mobilized one. And this was a new experience for me. It took a while to get used to driving this massive vehicle. And on our way down, the two-hour journey south to Brisbane, it was pouring with rain. And I had a moment where I just put my foot on the accelerator just a little bit more than I would have, just to speed up a little bit slightly. And all of a sudden, the back wheels locked, and we had skidded out of control. Thankfully, I was able to bring the ute back under control, but it was scary for that moment in time. It's definitely not a nice feeling losing control, is it? In that moment, I can tell you I was overcome for a brief moment, overcome with that sense of fear. It was hard in your mouth kind of stuff. My heart was beating a million times a minute. But fear is the natural instinct that takes over us when we feel like we're losing control. When we lose control emotionally, we might become angry. I remember that happening to me once where I lost control of my emotional being and I became angry, and this anger came out of me. And I remember just stopping and pausing after that and being gripped with this sense of fear. Where did that come from? Why was I like that? Again, this is what happens when we don't feel like we have control. Again, this is what we are experiencing at the moment on a grander scale with all that's going on in our world. And it can feel like we are not in control over what's happening, and we're not. But we don't like not feeling in control, do we? We like to think that we have all our ducks in a row, that we've got it all together. Some of us like to control and manipulate others based on the broken part of ourselves. We like to be in control, and we like to think that we are in control until we're not. And that is when fear comes. And that is the experience of the psalmist in this psalm, Psalm 46. But there is an antidote to fear, amen. There is an antidote to the feelings of fear and anxiety when we lose control and it feels like the world around us is one of chaos. And this is again the experience of the psalmist in Psalm 146. Once again, it's a situation where the psalmist is engulfed with fear and anxiety, but his faith drives him deeper. His faith drives him to a greater power, a power he can trust. Psalm 46, verse 1-4 again says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. This is a psalm of confidence. Confidence in the face of trouble and hardship. Whatever the setting is, whoever this person is, we again believe it to be King Jehoshaphat. God is both this person's internal strength and external refuge. That is first and foremost what we can learn and take on board from this psalm, that no matter how chaotic our situation may be, no matter how chaotic our life or our circumstances around us, we can turn to God and find refuge in Him. And when we do that, that is when fear is alleviated and replaced with confidence and hope. This is very much a faith step to turn to God, to turn to Yahweh. So often we turn to other things in our lives, don't we? We turn to other things that we think will get us through. But as this psalm points out, nothing that you and I can grab hold on to get us through, nothing you and I can grab onto in this life is stable enough to get you and I through the circumstances that we face. The psalm focuses on things within creation that we look at as symbols of stability. Mountains, for example, but they are not stable when the earthquakes come and waters roar. And it's the same with just about everything else in this life, in our world. Again, we've seen that firsthand over the last few months with this pandemic. It's only highlighted that nothing is stable. Nothing is secure, nor our jobs, our economy, our income. The list goes on and on and on. We live in an unstable and uncertain world. The only thing that you and I can trust to be stable and secure in our lives is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. For He is with us, the psalmist says. Verse 7, the God of Jacob is our fortress. And in case you missed it, in verse 10 again, he says, the God of Jacob is our fortress. In God, we have someone who we can truly trust, who we can trust to see us through. In God, we have a greater power who ultimately created this world, who we can trust to keep us safe. But there is something greater going on here in this psalm. Something greater that you and I need to take hold of this morning. Not only is this psalm declaring a profound truth about our God, that He is our refuge and strength, our mighty fortress, someone who we are called to place our trust in when things become chaotic, when the walls of life close in on us. But there's also a great eschatological hope at play here. We talked about this previously, eschatology, it's the study of the end times. And what we are given here in this psalm is a glimpse of what is to come, a glimpse of what we can expect when Jesus Christ returns. Verse 8-10 says, come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations He has brought upon the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. In all the rioting, the sickness, the fear, the war, the fighting that we are seeing in this world today, we can trust that God is at work in and through it, amen? But He will ultimately come to eradicate all of this for all eternity, once and for all. Be still and know that I am God. This word here, be still, this Hebrew word, be still, is exactly the same word that Jesus Himself used to calm the storm back in the Gospels. It's almost like a shut up, be still. It's a loud echo across eternity, across all of creation. It's a force to put our weapons down, to stop struggling against Yahweh and to recognize the cosmic lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ, to realize that He is Lord over all of creation. We are either for Him or against Him. If we are against Him, then we are up against the Yahweh of armies, an army of which Yahweh is in complete control. He is in control, whether it looks like it or not. God is in control. Is Yahweh, is God in control of your life? When trouble hits, when hardship and chaos comes, do you run to Him? Do you turn to Him in times of trouble and chaos? This psalm proves He is in control. He is the one that we can turn to, and the one that we can turn to when we are overcome with this sense of fear and anxiety. There is an antidote to fear, amen? There is an antidote to fear, and it is stillness. Stillness alleviates fear. Stillness before God reminds us and demonstrates to us that Yahweh is still on His throne. And stillness reminds us that He is going to return, and that when He does, He is going to bring calm across eternity. He's going to bring new heavens and new earth, and with it, He's going to bring stillness and calm, which will be echoed across creation. So this week, I really want to encourage us to be still before Him, to have those feelings of anxiety and fear and worry replaced with calm, with confidence, with hope. And that is very much what we are seeking to do this week collectively as a church, to be still before God our King, to reflect on these questions, to pray into, and in order that we are able to hear from Him so that we can discern what He wants for us as a church moving forward. Let me pray for us today that you and I collectively, individually and collectively, can be still before Him this week and be reminded that He is the Lord God Almighty, a mighty fortress, our refuge and strength. Our God in heaven, we do worship You in light of that reality right now. We come to You now acknowledging that You are the Lord Almighty. You are the great God, Yahweh. And we can trust You in times of hardship, trouble, and when the world feels as chaotic as it does, when our lives and our circumstances feel as chaotic as they do, we can turn to You and You will keep us safe. Lord, remind us that You are the Lord God Almighty. Help us, Lord, to be still before You this week, to have that sense of calm echoed over our lives and over eternity. And ultimately, we yearn for You to come once again. We yearn for You to come and to finish the job, to reclaim this place, new heavens and new earth, and fill it with a sense of Your love and Your kingdom. Father God, we ask that You would use us and that You would lead us this week as we seek to be still before You, to listen and discern what You are saying to us individually and collectively as a church. But in all things, Lord God, we pray that You would help us to turn to You. Turn to You in all things, no matter how chaotic or troublesome our lives may be. Help us to look to You, knowing that You are in control and that we are not. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for the insight that we have been given today. Lord, help us to put it into practice. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.